States could not betoken the way you'd slam the door, so that heart and hinge were broken. In our previous encounter, you said, "Tell me if you can, sir, one reason I should love you. Now I finally have the answer."
Yes.
"Don't love me for my wit, though my quips are unsurpassable. Don't love me for my purse, though my riches are amassable. Don't love me for my class, upper middle bourgeoisie. Oh no, love me for me. Don't love me for my face, though my features may be paramount. As natural beauty goes, I grant you I've a fair amount. Don't love me for my chest, this pectoral apogee. Oh no, love me for me. If you take away the nose, the eyes, the teeth, and gentle tongue, the milky skin, the sturdy thighs, the bones, the brain, a lung. If you toss all that aside and remove it from your view, what's left but the other lung? And a lover who loves you. Don't love me for my pluck, or because you owe your life to me. A debt is hardly why I ask that you'll be wife to me. Just love me forever, and I promise I will too. Love me for me, and I'll love you for you."
"Oh, Jack, I've been such a fool."
"Oh, Lydia, I know. Just love me forever, and I promise I will too. Love me for me, and I'll love you for you. Love me for me.